Welcome to Unstuck, the podcast for solo business owners who want things to feel better. I'm Libby Langley, business coach, author, and your honest voice of reason when business starts to feel messy. Each week, I share real advice and simple strategies to help you untangle your thoughts, get clear on what matters, and move forward without burning out or starting from scratch. Here's this week's episode. I want to talk to you today about burnout and what it really looks like for us solo business owners. I mean, you might be feeling like you're stuck, you might be feeling like you're unmotivated, you might be feeling like you're just mega overwhelmed by everything. And, you know, all of those things could be true. And it could also be that you're burnt out, you know, just absolutely bloody exhausted. And burnout doesn't always look like anything really big or dramatic and obvious. You know, it's not necessarily the fact that you just cannot get out of bed. It's not necessarily the fact that you're lying on the kitchen floor crying. You know, those things are possible, sure, but it doesn't always look like that. Sometimes it takes the form of losing interest in stuff that you liked before, or you're spending ages just mindlessly scrolling social media, or you're procrastinating. You know, you've been staring at your inbox for 40 minutes, not just, I don't know, just staring at your inbox, not doing anything, just going, huh, there's another email come in. Okay, I'm just going to keep staring at it. You know, I think we've probably all been there. Things like rebrand, you know, hyper-focusing on a rebrand when, you know, what the hell's that going to achieve? Probably nothing unless you're like a mega brand, or endlessly tweaking stuff on your website. You know, all these kind of procrastination things that happen, and or feeling like you've lost your spark, but you can't figure out why. And I realize I'm describing every single perimenopausal symptom as well. However, you know, that can be in part of the mix too. But in this episode, I'm really talking about what kind of burnout really looks like, particularly if you are, what, high functioning and always used to coping, right? You have this keep calm and carry on kind of attitude about things, which is stiff upper lip. It isn't necessarily all that helpful or all that healthy, okay? And I want to help you to kind of gently move through this without burning everything to the ground, because that's the temptation. And certainly my most serious period of burnout was, I didn't realise, but when I was in the process, or it became the process of me leaving my last job, coming up for 14 years ago. And I can look back now and go, whoa, that was not good. I was not well. But look where I am now, 14 years later. So yay, everything works out in the end. But it was very, very difficult. And I just went into full overwork hyper mode. And that's not really isn't a great way to cope with things. And I know through certain times in my business over the last 14 years or nearly 14 years that it manifests for me in a couple of ways. One is I am absolutely, utterly exhausted, but I can't stop. So I keep going. I just keep going. Or this is it. Done. Not going to do that anymore. So it's quite, you know, it can be quite dramatic and quite flamboyant sometimes. But it's, you need to know what your signs are, okay? And certainly there's the autistic scale of burnout, which is different to, like, I don't know, the neurotypical scale of burnout. I don't know, we have added elements or something. But, and there are, when I did some work with an autism coach after I was first diagnosed, and he explained the five levels, the five stages of autistic burnout. And certainly I would say that I operate between level two and level four at all times. I've never been level five, where I can't get out of bed at all and, you know, can't go to the toilet unaided and all, you know, all these very, very serious stages of burnout. But certainly I've found it extremely hard to just kind of get through the day at times. But I've never not been tired. since I was a teenager. You know, it's like a standing family joke. And my mum will say to me, you're always tired. And I'm like, yeah, I know, because there's so much shit going on in my head. And I have to work 10 times as hard just to like get through the day that other people don't. And all these things are factors, right? As well as all the things that you might be experiencing. You know, there might be kids or ill parents or just lifey stuff that adds to this, especially if you're trying to keep your business going too, right? So burnout is really, really, really common, really common. But I want to share all this with you because it is talked about, but I don't know if it's normalized. And I think that is the difference, in that this is not something, you know, or you've got COVID, here's how to cope with it and it will go away soon or whatever. This can keep happening and this can keep coming back and this can be a state that you live in. How about trying these things to minimize it? Yeah. I mean, one thing is try and get a good night's sleep, obvs. that really helps with everything. But actually, a lot of it is, you know, what it's the stuff in your head. I'm very rarely physically exhausted, but I am mentally exhausted, like, all the time. I mean, I'd love a nap right now. It just, you know, all the time that I carry that with me. And you might well be the same as that at all. But really, I wanted to kind of do a love letter, I think, to all of you, to every brilliant woman who feels like she's perhaps losing, you know, you're perhaps losing your spark. You know, maybe you feel like you're broken, but you're not. Maybe you feel like you're failing, but you're not. Maybe you feel like you can't cope anymore, but you can, because really you've been pushing kind of too long with all of this stuff, I think. And having a space and a person and a voice that just says, do you know what? Yeah, this is shit. And sometimes it's really hard, but here are some things that might help. I hope is kind of a bit of a load lifter for you. So if you're dragging yourself through your to-do list, if you're doubting all of your decisions, and you're wondering where your energy went, I want you to hear what I'm saying here, that absolutely categorically, you are not the problem, right? There is a better and different way of doing things. So what does burnout actually look like for you? And why does it kind of sneak up sometimes? And how you can rebuild your confidence and clarity, I guess, to help you keep moving forward with this without pushing any harder, because my God, you push hard enough as it is already too hard, probably. Right. So let's talk about the signs that you are not failing and why actually you're just exhausted, why you're mentally, emotionally, maybe hormonally exhausted too. You know, as you get older, these things change, and perimenopause is obviously a very real thing that adds a certain special sauce to life. I don't think that I am yet particularly impacted, but who knows? You know, I might be going just quietly doolally, and I've just not registered it because it's a bit of a creep. But anyway, so the signs that you're not failing, right? Well, one is that you're up and functioning. So yes, you got dressed today. Woo. Or, you know, you at least got out of bed today. Woo. That's something. Yeah. And sometimes these are the things that need to be celebrated as much as getting a new client or having a 10K month or whatever. You know, it doesn't, you know, it's the small things that make a difference. You have clients who are happy with you. That's a massive celebration, right? You have repeat clients, you get new clients. This is all working. Something you are doing is working. So that's great. So you're not failing there. You have a roof over your head. Yeah. I always used to say that one of my biggest achievements in business was keeping a roof over my head. And it sounds really dramatic, but you know, some of the really tough times I've had along the way have not really been to do with the business. They've been to do with life around the business. So, you know, I was two years into my business and I got divorced. And that was really, that 3 years between husbands, as I like to call it, was really difficult very, very difficult period. And I bought my ex out, and that put an enormous financial strain on me. It was a great decision, but it put enormous financial strain on me. And the pressure of that, again, you know, you can look back now and see the kind of burnout that you're going through, but you don't really realize, oh, well, I ended up selling my house and buying a smaller house just to kind of ease some of the pressure. But actually, I was thinking about it just when I said that. And one of the things, again, you can see the burnout when you look back, but I remember being part of a mastermind group then, a peer mastermind. So there were people that I'd met along the way, other business owners, and we used to get together once every month or two. And it was super, really great bunch of people, and we just supported each other. And it was January or early February when we met of, I don't know, whatever year it was, 2014, maybe 15, can't remember. Long time ago. And I was recently separated from my then husband. And they said, oh, how's your year started? You know, to everybody, how's your year started? And I was like, yeah, I haven't really done anything. I've watched the first three seasons of Scandal. I did, you know, I really loved that program. And that was what I'd done. And I said that, and I just brought that to the meeting, to our event. And people just kind of looked at me and said, well, you're never going to achieve anything if you do that. And I was like, no, maybe it's not the best way to grow my business, but clearly it's what I need. It's what I need now. And it's very difficult when something's so emotional and so sort of traumatic on the personal side. And it could be divorce. It could be something to do with your kids. It could be something to do with your parents. It could be something to do with a friend or, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter. But the kind of personal side of things, it takes such an emotional toll on us that we can't really necessarily do anything else. And because I was on my own when I'd never really been on my own before, ever. You know, I'd live with someone and then I'd live with someone else, and I was on my own for a couple of weeks, then I'd live with someone else, and then husband, and I was with him for 15 years, you know. So I'd never really, really, really been on my own. Certainly not, yeah, blimey, not as a homeowner properly. Yeah, it was just horrible. There were lots of things that were very, very different. And when you're on your own newly and unexpectedly, with the additional financial pressure that brings, and also to trying to keep yourself motivated in the business and to keep all of the everything going, it's a lot, right? So it's no wonder that you might have a bit of a breakdown or be burnt out or whatever terminology you want to put on it. You know, these are not necessarily the kind of the medical definitions of. It's no wonder. And yet, you know, what are you doing to grow your business? Nothing, mate. This is shit, and I'm just going to let it be shit for a while, and that's it. And that's kind of okay too. So, you know, all of these things are not signs that you're failing. They're signs that you're human and you just need to take a step back. Sure, there are business models that you can put in place so that if you do need to take a step back, you're less likely to negatively impact your income. But that's not how everybody works all the time. And all of us as service providers will generate more clients when we're feeling a bit perkier, because we'll be out there a bit more. We'll be having more conversations. The energy we put out is different. Yeah. So the dip in income is like a kind of whammy on a whammy, you know, of when you're feeling down. But it's likely to happen. Oh, that sounds just, I mean, that just, I feel like I'm really a real doom monger. But it's just kind of the reality of things, isn't it? You cannot simply manage anything. And sometimes it's just like, I just need a break. Take the break. Because even if it's just a day, right? Take the time or take the week, and you will come out better for that. And there's this other side of the kind of, you know, like burnout creep, you know, where you don't really register how tired you're feeling or how unwell you're feeling, because you just kind of keep going, and it's got progressively worse over time. And things like, you justify it with things like, oh, it's the busy season, you know? Oh, I've got to just keep doing all this stuff because I know it's going to be quiet in December or whatever. Or everybody's about to go off on school holiday, so I've got to do all of this stuff now. Those things are true. that there will be potentially seasonal fluctuations in your business. But that doesn't mean that you need to kill yourself in order to get ready and prepared for that. You can take the whole of the following year to prepare for that. It doesn't have to all be in a 3-week period. So one of the biggest graces you can give yourself is to plan ahead. I'm rubbish at planning, right? I'm rubbish at planning ahead because I might plan something and then when it comes around, I'm like, oh, I'm not interested in that. I've absolutely lost interest in that. I wish I'd done it at the time rather than planned it for 6 months in advance. So I know that, okay? I also know that an element of planning is really, really good for your mental health because you know what's coming up. You might know when you kind of need to dig deep for something. Like the month of June for me, there's loads of things going on, including a week's holiday, but there's lots and lots of things going on in my business. I've got a couple of events that I'm going to, and I know it's going to be a tiring month because there's upset to routine. Oh, and we're also moving house as well. So, you know, hello, let me put everything in. I just know it's going to be really, it's a tough month. But knowing that it's a tough month is okay. It's going to be a tough and tiring month because July, August, they're often quieter months, right? My business doesn't close at all. And so if you're listening to this in July and August, absolutely, you can come and join Confidence to Grow and work with me, for sure. But generally speaking, there are fewer networking meetings. There's perhaps less conversations, you know, fewer conversations being had. And so you can maybe kind of time things like that. That's what I mean by that. But if you're having a busy month, then a busy month, then a busy month, then a busy month, then a busy month, it's not sustainable. It's not sustainable. And busy, by that, I mean lots of things going on. You know, if you have a steady stream of clients and income, great. And you can perhaps outsource some bits or stop doing some bits that aren't really helping. But if there are unexpected things, and I do include having a holiday in that, right? Well, it's not unexpected, but, you know, unusual, non-routine things. Because having a holiday takes time and energy and effort. You don't know what the place is going to be like when you get there. You don't know how it's going to work. Your normal routine is upset. And these are very neurodivergent things that I'm talking about here, about the kind of overwhelm of holiday. But it is real. And all of these things need to be factored in too. And you just need to be kind of kind to yourself. This is going to be tough, but I'm all right about that because I have planned rest afterwards. You know, I've planned even after your holiday, right? Don't have a really mad week the week after a holiday because you kind of need to, if you're anything like me, you need to readjust to being back at home and kind of just, whew, even as amazing as the holiday is. It's this change of space, I guess, that can be really hard. So pushing harder is going to stop working after a while. You know, the first few years of me being in business, oh my God, I worked hard. I put in all the hours. I don't know, I probably had some 17-hour days. And yeah, wow. I mean, it was great, right? Turnover was incredible. I built the team. Profit was awful, but that was down to me spending too much, really, if I'm absolutely honest. but anyway, I'll do a different episode on that one. And this was at the very start of my business journey. But I worked and worked and worked and worked and worked. And it got to the point where, of course, I wasn't happy. So I changed everything. And I can see again now looking back that really I was burnt out because I was putting everything into this. But because I had a team, they were super, 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 super people. But because I had a team, so much of the income had to go on them, their salaries, obvs, and also on the office that we had and all these things. So it was, I was having to work twice as hard, oh, I don't know, five times as hard as if it was just me on my own. And so I went back to being just me on my own. And that was so much better. So these, you can look at your business model and see where it is draining you, where it is adding to your feeling of overwhelm. Because just pushing harder, you can't do it. You cannot do it forever. And when you are in that state of emotional exhaustion and overwhelm, it really affects your confidence and your clarity about what you're doing because you're scrabbling around kind of trying to get stuff done and trying to do the next thing. And, oh, and then there's this, and I'll throw this at that and throw this at the other. And it really does, it impacts not only, negatively impacts not only like where you're going with the business, because you can lose sight of your focus and your goal, but it also negatively impacts your confidence as the business owner, as the face of the business, and also as the deliverer of the things, right, of the service, because you're just scrabble. It's very, very difficult to maintain any kind of outward or inward, like, sort of structure and understanding of yourself, because you end up always reacting to stuff and firefighting and more, and that's very, very difficult. Whereas if you take a step back, cut out a load of stuff, refocus on what it actually is you want your business to look and feel like, you're going to just feel top of the world, I'm telling you, because it's all led by you and fed by you. And that's one of the things that's really core to my Confidence to Grow coaching space. It's one of the things that I spend a lot of time on with my clients, and we revisit, because you have to be central to what you're doing. And you is like how you feel, what you believe in, what you want, and crucially, the energy that you've got. Right? I know that I'm a low energy person. I know that. I have my fits and moments of being high energy, but then I'll crash. And so, you know, it's why I sleep a lot. It's why I watch quite a lot of TV, because I find that a very soothing experience for me. And I know all these things, right? And I know how to manage it. And I know that if I've got a day event, or I'm speaking on stage, or I'm hosting an in-person event or something, I know I'm going to be absolutely knackered the next day, because it's a different level of energy to, you know, bobbing about in the office on my own, which is what I normally do. And so I just factor that in. And I do spend a lot of time with my Confidence to Grow clients talking about this and supporting them on that, because it's never, in my mind and in my world, and if you work with me, it's never a failing, right, to feel burnt out by the way your business is currently and then change. To me, that's a thing to be celebrated. That's really about having confidence and clarity in yourself and what you're doing. And it's a real focus on what you're good at. And I just think that's absolutely incredible, right? It's never about not doing it enough in your business. It's about strategically focusing on the things that really make a difference, right? Even if it's not what the experts say you should be doing, yeah? If you do one thing and it works well, do more of it. Don't then start doing 10 things, yeah? And I'm sure that there are things in your business that you do that if you stop doing them would make naffle difference. And so I guess that's what I would like to invite you to do, is just kind of take a step back and try and analyze the whole picture of everything, of the hours you work, of how you work, or whether you go here or there, or what you're doing, and just what would be better if I just didn't do it? What would make me feel less stressed? Yeah. What would prevent burnout or allow me to have a bit more headspace and therefore a bit more energy? Take a look at that, and I'm sure there will be some stuff. And please do let me know. You know, send me a DM on Instagram or LinkedIn, or drop me an email. I always love to hear from people. And just to say, actually, I've got a download that might help you here if you're feeling kind of stuck. So if you go to libbylangley.com/stuck, I'll automatically email you. That's not, what am I talking about? It's all set up automatically. I'm not going to email you personally. Talking to you like you're an idiot though. I'm sorry. Yes. You sign up for the download and you automatically get emailed this guide that will help you kind of work out where you're stuck, which is a big factor in burnout, and give you some tools and tactics and thought prompts on how you can move forward for that. So it's libbylangley.com/stuck. By the magic of technology, you'll get it into your inbox. So between us, if we think really carefully and really consciously, conscientiously and structuredly, then we can actually minimize the burnout that we feel. I'm not saying any of this will eradicate it, because I, like I say, function on level one's a good day, right? But that's something that I work on myself. And I hope that you will continue to work on this for yourself so that you can have a happy business and a happy life. That's all I can ask for you. So thanks for joining me again today, and I'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to Unstuck. Make sure you follow or subscribe so you never miss an episode. If you enjoyed today's show, I'd love it if you left a review. It really helps more solo business owners find the podcast and reminds them they're not alone. Want to chat about this episode or suggest a future topic? You'll find me on Instagram at Libby Langley. See you next week.